Lesson 36. Jesus Christ gives the sacrament to the Nephites. Purpose: to encourage the children to always remember Jesus Christ so they can have His Spirit to be with them. Preparation: 1. Prayerfully study 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 1 through 14. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. Refer to Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Write the following words on pieces of paper, or you could write them on the chalkboard: darkness, destruction, voice, marks of his wounds, angels. 4. Materials needed: A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. Pictures 4-43, Christ Appears to the Nephites, Gospel Art Picture Kit 315, number 62047. 4-46, Jesus Healing the Nephites, Gospel Art Picture Kit 317, number 62541. 4-47, Jesus Praying with the Nephites, number 62542. And 4-49, The Resurrected Jesus Christ, Gospel Art Picture Kit 239, number 62187. Suggested lesson development: invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity: ask the children what important events they remember from their lives. Ask them what helps them remember these events. Show the pictures listed in the preparation section and the words you prepared one at a time. Ask the children what each picture or word or phrase helps them remember about Jesus' visit. Explain that this lesson is about what Jesus did to help us always remember Him. Scripture account: teach the children the account from 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 14. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions: study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What did Jesus Christ ask His disciples to bring? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 1. What did Jesus do with the bread? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. What did He do with the wine? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 8 and 9. Page 130. What must a young man have before he can prepare or bless or pass the sacrament to the members of the church? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 5. Who prepares, passes, and blesses the sacrament in our ward? What does the sacrament bread help us remember? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 7. What does the sacrament water help us remember? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 11. Whom do we covenant with when we partake of the sacrament? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 7. What does Jesus Christ promise us if we always remember Him? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 7. What does it mean to have His Spirit with us? We are guided and helped by the Holy Ghost. What can we do during the week to always remember the Savior so that we may have His Spirit with us? When members of the church partake of the sacrament, what are they witnessing to Heavenly Father? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 10. What does it mean to be willing to keep His commandments? What are some of the commandments that Heavenly Father wants us to willingly keep? You might ask the children to silently choose a commandment they would like to obey more fully. When we partake of the sacrament, which covenants do we remember and renew? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 11. How does thinking often about the covenants we make at baptism help us live better? Mosiah chapter 18, verse 10. Challenge the children to listen carefully to the sacrament prayers and think about ways to keep their baptismal covenants during the coming week. How are we blessed when we partake worthily of the sacrament? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 12 through 14. Enrichment activities: You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Have the children read the sacrament prayers from the following. Moroni chapter 4, verse 3. Moroni chapter 5, verse 2. Ask the children to suggest ways they can prepare to partake of the sacrament. You might use the following suggestions if the children need help. Sing the words of the sacrament hymn. Listen to the words of the sacrament prayers. Think about the Savior's love, suffering, death, resurrection, and teachings. Think about our covenants with Heavenly Father. 2. Share an appropriate experience when you have felt the Spirit. If any of the children have had an experience with the Spirit they would like to share, invite them to do so. Help the children understand that Jesus Christ wants them to discover and always feel His Spirit in their lives. Discuss the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson, 13th President of the Church. We hear the words of the Lord most often by a feeling. If we are humble and sensitive, the Lord will prompt us most often through our feelings. This is why spiritual promptings move us on occasion to great joy, sometimes to tears. Teachings of Ezra Taft Benson, page 77. 3. Choose a familiar hymn or primary song to hum while the children draw something that would help them remember the Savior during the sacrament. Some choices might be Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus Christ with the Nephites, a blessing the children are thankful for in their lives, and so on. Page 131. Encourage them to keep their thoughts on the Savior during the sacrament service. 4. Sing or read the words to The Sacrament from the Children's Songbook, page 72. You may also use Reverently, Quietly from the Children's Songbook, page 26. He Sent His Son from the Children's Songbook, page 34. And To Think About Jesus from the Children's Songbook, page 71. Conclusion, testimony. Show the picture the resurrected Jesus Christ. Share your testimony that when we remember Jesus and keep His commandments, we have the Holy Ghost to be with us. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 14, at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 36, Jesus Christ gives the sacrament to the Nephites.